97.9 The Heel, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined now by Victor Lewis, audibly sighing into the microphone because it's been that kind of morning.
I mean, hello. Yeah, that is the kind of day that it's been, but it's okay.
It's so early.
Because the ball is rolling up the hill and it only gets better from here.
Yeah, totally.
So let's talk about Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
Film actor, previously known as the wrestler.
Famous cook.
Yeah, you know, he is certainly cooking something, and I can smell it. He has officially gained the intellectual property rights to 25 names, insults, and catchphrases as a result of his new deal with TKO, the parent company of the WWE, because we have to keep renaming companies when we do bad things as these companies so people forget about the bad things our other companies did.
Of course.
So Dwayne Johnson now officially owns the concept of The Rock, as well as many other things that are now formally trademarked by him, including the very concept of candy ass, the idea that one ought to, quote, know your role and shut your mouth, Rocky Mavia, the affiliations of Team Corporate and Team Bring It, both now trademarked by The Rock, as well as the end times prophecy of the Rockpocalypse. He owns the statement, the most electrifying man in sports and entertainment. And all of these things are fun, because it feels like some of these are more trademarkable than others.
Yes. Also, some of them are more signature rock things than others. I think.
Agreed.
I think, what was it, Rocktavia? I think I missed that week.
Rocky Mavia.
Mavia. I don't remember that one. I remember some of the other ones. Did he not own The Rock before?
No.
Was he just like beholden to Vince McMahon this whole time? If so, then good for Dwayne Johnson for getting out from under that.
But he 100% owns the concept of The Rock now. And the only reason we're talking about this on trends, this is really a true what's trending, is because I saw a post on Twitter that said, man, I look forward to when John Cena attempts the same, because then he will control the very concept of invisibility. And I thought that was really funny. That made me want to come talk about it on trends. And my follow-up question to make this into an actual segment that it feels like we had a good time on is, if Aaron Keck was going to trademark something, a catchphrase of some kind, what would it be?
So I don't know if anyone else has noticed this but me, but I started noticing that I was doing this, and then I just decided to start making it my own little thing. I always open up Live and Local by saying, hey, hey, welcome into Live and Local.
That's
like
cool.
As if I'm Harry Carey or something.
Yeah.
So maybe that.
I love that.
Brad would always make fun of me for whenever I was on the air doing like the traffic report. This was in the afternoon show. The traffic and weather report would always end like roughly around 5:18. So I was like, traffic and weather brought to you by this company. It's 5:18, and then like go into commercial. So it's 5:18 would also be 5:18.
Yes, dude, that's a perfect thing to trademark.
I don't know if John Cena trademarking the concept of invisibility is as far as we can possibly go with this wrestlers getting their catchphrases scheme. For one thing, Ric Flair would have trademarked "woo" a long time ago. For another thing, Hulk Hogan
putting hammocks on his family tree by trademarking the concept of excitement.
Well, he wouldn't be able to do that because Hulk Hogan would have trademarked the entire concept of fraternity.
That's true.
Brother.
Yeah. Anytime you have two sons, you have to pay Hulk
Hogan.
This is my favorite dystopia, where it's like Altered Carbon, but all of the like people living in the sky are former WWE wrestlers who have trademarked base concepts of humanity. That is my favorite future. I need to get started writing that right now.